We always knew it was going to be hard work at this cross-country phase of the Alltech FEI World Equestrian Games. It was, wasn't it?
Do you know, after riding in badminton in the spring, as I cantered to the first, I can feel how much my horse's feet were going to the ground. I knew it was going to be a bit like that. My horse was a star. You know, it took a lot of riding, but her class shone through today. You know, particularly towards the end, the last water fence is going to be quite influential. And I think that's purely because the horses are quite tired by the time they get there.
So what was your mindset going out? You're one of the first to go. It was a sort of series of unknowns, so much talk in the build-up.
You know, I guess it's good to ride a course when you don't know the problem it's going to cause, so you can ride it positively. My horse is a super jumper, so I just sort of rode it the way I walked. But, you know, after about 4 minutes, although my watch was keep running, I literally turned it off. I thought, listen, let's forget the time. Let's just ride her for what she can do and, just get a clear home for the country.
This is going to be survival of the fittest, isn't it?
I think so. You know, you wouldn't want to be riding a horse that doesn't have a lot of thoroughbred in it today. I think it's a real endurance test for them.
And obviously that, you know, hopefully your horse will recover, you know, when you've got the next phase tomorrow. And this is going to be the big question, isn't it?
Well, I guess I'm lucky. I've got a long time. I can put my feet up. She can put her hooves up. We can sit down and watch everyone else try and get round. She's done the job. So, I'll just enjoy it now.